chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. You know, they're going by the name twice adopted. And you understand what, as they gave a testimony, what they said about it. And adopted by an earthly family, but also by the heavenly family, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that's scriptural? If you go to Romans chapter 8, and I'm just going to talk through a couple of verses here tonight. Romans chapter 8, tremendous chapter in the Word of God. Starts off in verse 1, there's therefore now. I like that present tense there, now. No condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Tonight we kind of feel the Spirit of God as this group gets up and sings for us, don't we? Amen. Isn't it wonderful to be saved? Isn't it wonderful to know you're in the family of God? Amen. Well, move on down in chapter 8 just a little bit and pick it up with me in verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, or what we would say, our Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You feel the witness of that spirit in your soul tonight when you see the young folks get up and sing and hear the words and so forth and understand what they're talking about. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, if you are, notice what you have. Verse 17. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The choir special went right along with this. Can you think about it? A time, no more hospitals, no more prayer lists for sickness, no more cancer diagnosed. My, that's going to be the time, isn't it? Amen. But if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs. Do you understand what that means? If you had a rich relative and they were leaving you something in the will, do you understand what it would be to inherit that? Do you understand what it would be to be a joint heir? We're joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever that he is going to receive, we receive it equally. Can you get a hold? That's hard to get a hold of, isn't it? But that's actually what the Scriptures is teaching. And with that thought in mind, do you understand what we're born again in the family of God, but see, we were aliens. We were sinners. We were separated from God. But he took us in anyway. He adopted us in anyway. Boy, isn't that something to get a hold of? You know, in a great sense, all you kids out there, you really ought to love mom and dad. You really ought to understand what they do for you. Sometimes I hate to see it, and I do see it, and I know about it. Sometimes a boy has to get 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 years old before he realizes what he owed his parents, what they did for him. I've seen too many what I call smart alecks that found out later how smart dad and mom was after they grew up. And the truth is, we all love our natural parents, but do you understand when somebody adopts you, they have done something that goes against actually the natural thing. It's above that. It's a love above that. I don't know how I can exactly put it, but you know, there ought to be, and this is crazy. I saw in the paper this week where some mother killed her young baby. Did you see that? She's got to be out of her mind for sure. Awful thing. But you're reading that horrible stuff anymore. Every day you're hearing about that kind of stuff. But there's a natural love. I mean, an animal will fight for their young. But we've come to the place in man's depravity today and gotten so far from God and from His Word that we have human beings killing their own offspring. That's the bottom, folks. That's really on the bottom. And it's natural for a mother to love her baby. Any of you ever remember when they used to advertise the Volkswagen bus? You know, van. It's the ugliest thing you ever seen. Remember it? Not only that, but if you got in it and tried to get somewhere, brother, 36 horsepower in those first ones. And they'd hold a lot of people, and you'd see a bunch of people in them. Of course, the hippies took them over and painted flowers on them. But I like the advertisement that Volkswagen had on these big billboards. It'd have a picture of that ugly thing up there on the billboard. And it said, only a mother could love it. And that's the truth. Amen. But mothers with a natural love for their babies. But I want to say to you that the adoption that we just read about is above that. The love of God above that. Amen. We compare a mother's love to God's love, and rightly so in so many ways, but we're talking about a love that reaches above understanding. Above the natural feelings that comes natural. And that's what it's talking about. If we get in the family of God, then if we're children, then heirs. Now, you got to be born again in the family of God to be a child, but if you are, you're an heir. And you're an heir of God, and you're a joint heir with Christ. My, it just keeps piling up, don't it? It gets better and better as you read the verse. And I think about it. When I think about this verse telling me what I have in Christ, then I think about what I deserved instead of what I'm getting. Big difference. You go back over to Romans chapter 5, and I'd like for you to do that. Romans chapter 5, and just pick it up with me in verses that are familiar to you. Verse 7 and verse 8. Well, let's back it up to verse 6. For when we were yet without strength, that means we couldn't earn our own way, we couldn't do anything to save ourselves. When we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Not the good folks, so to speak. Of course, there's none good, no, not one, but I'm saying to you, He died for the ungodly. And it says, for scarcely, for a righteous man, one will die. Yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. Now, humanly speaking, we've known of soldiers that fell on a hand grenade to save their buddies. We've known of some situations like that where somebody literally gave their life for somebody else. But that was a friend or a good man or one they loved that they did that for. But watch what the verse is saying. It is saying here, but God, verse 8. Commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We were not the good man. We were not the comrade on the battlefield. We were not a relative. We were not a husband or wife dying for a kid. But we were ungodly. We were sinners. And He died for us. And because He died for us, we have been adopted into the family of God. Amen. And because we've been adopted into that family, we've become joint heirs with the one that was already in the family, the Lord Jesus Christ. So as our elder brother, so to speak, we get everything He gets. That's so hard to get our fallen minds around. Just exactly what we have in Christ and just exactly how far down the Lord reached to get us. And how undeserving we were when He picked us up. Years ago, I heard the story. I don't know if it's true. It could be. I heard the story, and in the olden days, it was didn't have all the red tape and all the stuff today. But in the olden days, they had a lot of orphans' homes, children's homes. And people were encouraged to come and adopt kids, And it wasn't as complex as it maybe is today. But I read the story of a couple that seemingly couldn't have any kids themselves. And they were not wealthy, but they were fixed pretty well. And they realized they had a nice home, and they had something they could offer a kid. And so they went to the orphan's home. They called, they made an appointment. And the people at the home were expecting them and had all the kids cleaned up, dressed as nice as possible, on their best behavior, because this couple was coming to look the kids over and pick one. But as the car rolled up to the gate, and as they got out of the car to go up the sidewalk to the home, there was a dirty little old boy that ran out, just 8 or 9 years old. And he used some bad words at the couple. He even picked up some dirt and tried to throw it on them. He spit at them, and he tried to kick them in the shins as they went up the sidewalk to the home. They went in the home, and they saw little boys and girls dressed pretty and making little speeches to them. They were all beautiful. And they looked at them, and they talked to them, and they talked to the people. And the wife kept looking back down the sidewalk till that little dirty urchin was still out there, stomping and cussing and spitting. And the man said, "What about him?" The people at the home said, "Oh, don't pay him any attention. He's the worst one we ever got. He's a rebel. He won't do anything we tell him. He's bitter. He'll never get over it." Don't pay him any attention. But when it came time, the husband and wife couldn't make up their minds. And they kept looking back at the door and hearing that little boy outside. And finally, to the shock and to the amazement of the owners of the home, they said, "We want him. We want him." Do you know that's what God did? He saw me out there stomping and spitting. He saw me in my filth and in my dirt. And he said, "I'm going to adopt him. I'm going to give him a chance. My son's going to die for him. He's going to be born again into my family. He's going to become a joint heir with my son." Do you understand that's what God did for you? God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were what? Yet sinners. Do you understand a little bit? These kids, I think, got a grasp on it. Twice adopted. I ask you tonight, are you willing to see yourself as one that didn't deserve to get into the family of God? One that was dirty. One that had no manners. One that was a rebel. One that nobody would want. But God warned you. He warned you enough to die for you, to pay for your sins, and to give you eternal life if you'd receive him. I don't know the rest of the story. They took that little boy. I'm not sure of the rest of the story, but they say that they made him part of their family. And when they died and the will was read, he was their heir. And he turned out well in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can turn out well. Amen. I don't care what kind of rebel you are, how dirty you are, how vile you are. When nobody else loves you, God loves you. Amen. Paid a price for your soul. Would you let him adopt you tonight? Become one of his family? You can do that by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads.